ladies, it's another exciting episode of the Motherhood Adventure. Whoop, whoop. Okay, you guys, it's February. And like we've said before, this month is all about relationships. But we're going to take a little bit of a twist on this because recently we celebrated a certain Valentine's Day. And I'm super stoked to talk about it, but we are going to be talking about vaginas.
Vagina, vagina, vagina.
I feel like Jessica just said a time like 10 times and I'm just over here blushing like, are we going to get beeped out? It's like,
girl, we are not going to get beeped out.
Can I just censor you out when you say it?
No. It is healthy to say that word, Erin. I mean, I'm sure this past holiday, like, our little sunflowers got quite the pounding, if you know what I mean. So, what better
Let's
time
just use
to
that
talk
word.
About little sunflowers
That's
or
great.
Pounding? Okay. I thought it'd be a great idea to talk about vaginal health. Okay. We're going to have some more fun, amorous episodes about our vaginas in the future.
Jessica's doing those as solo episodes because Erin will just be hiding under a blanket.
Erin's clocking out. So, Erin, are you ready to talk vaginas with me today?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
So let's dive on in. Okay. Well, since we're talking about vaginal health, I think one of the first things that we, I guess, are introduced unless we had a good, healthy, mature talk about it when we were children is the vaginal health through the maturation program, I believe it was called in elementary school.
Erin,
do you remember the maturation program?
How does anyone forget the maturation program? It's the worst. It is the worst.
What makes it the worst?
Like, they just, I feel like they're like, watch this video from 20 years ago. And then they're like, your body's going to get really hairy. And then they're like, here's a goodie bag. But it doesn't have candy. It's got tampons and a teeny tiny deodorant. Oh, because also you're going to stink. So have a great day.
Oh my gosh. I love the way that you're explaining that. I completely forgot about it. When I'm talking about the maturation program, I'm like, oh my gosh. I remember like having a maturation program. And I do, like when you're talking about it, I'm like, okay, I kind of remember these videos.
They need someone like Jessica to come in and do the maturation program. Like, let's get y'all comfortable by starting this out saying vagina 10 times. And then we'll jump right in.
Then we'll jump right in. Yeah. Everybody's comfortable now. There are a lot of like images that I remember when you're talking about getting hair in places. But like, as far as like learning about how to keep it healthy or like why that's important or anything, like gone. It was too busy, like, I don't know. The nerves were there. Your mom was there. Like, it was just like, get it over with. Where's the ice cream at the end? So, I mean, besides, like, why do I feel like besides that basic minimum?
Was there ice cream? I think I blocked that out.
I always got ice cream. No, they didn't serve it there. Like, your mom had to take you to
get
ice cream.
Okay, I got chipped.
That's when you
what?
Had the conversation.
Okay, see, I never got the conversation and I didn't get ice cream. What? My mom missed the memo there. I was like, did they serve ice cream at the end? Because I think I just ran out screaming and I didn't get my ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
So I got
Erin
double chipped.
Erin passed out halfway through.
I got double chipped. So,
Erin, I will take you out for ice cream and talk vaginas
Let's
anytime.
Do that. Okay, moving
Yay.
On.
All right. So, like I was saying before, like, why do I feel like besides that basic minimum in school for that maturation program, and like maybe even men, like with their basic thing, like, why are we given such like little knowledge about our own like lady bits? You know, Erin, I mean, do you feel like I'm just out of the loop? Do you feel like, you know, is there like a sufficient amount of information on the most basic ways to keep your vagina healthy?
No. And I remember like my mom didn't talk to me about any of that stuff. And I remember like getting the tampon box and pulling out the instructions and being like, oh my gosh, this just looks like I'm shoving this up to like my throat. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. So I
but
feel
you're
like
so tall. No, just kidding.
Should anyone be figuring that out based on the instructions included? Because the clip art on those instructions are not great.
Erin, you clip art away for your kids. No, I mean, I feel like I wasn't like born in the stone age, you know, but like a quick Google search to like answer those questions, it wasn't like around when I was growing up. And so it always felt like weird to like go to your parents for that kind of information. I mean, it sounds like you didn't go to your parents for that kind of information.
I didn't go for them like my mom... for ice cream or the talk, I guess. But also, I just feel like we act like, oh, that was so long ago, we didn't go search it on the internet. But even now, I would not want my kid just typing in vagina on the internet. I feel like even though the internet wasn't around, it's not the type of thing that our kids should be searching on the internet forever. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the idea, is that there is a big responsibility on parents to be able to talk about it comfortably, because you don't want them going to the internet. You don't want them just getting information from their friends. Like, the information has to come from somewhere besides the instructions in the tampon box.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like kids nowadays, who knows where they're getting their information on? Like,
yikes.
Oh my goodness. Netflix. Like, all sorts of places. Probably. And I, for one, I want to be where like my kids come to when they have like questions or any information or help in that department. And so, I mean, like, my mom, I felt like she was always saying, like, she was super open on any questions that we ever had. But it's like, well, I don't even know, like, what questions to ask to go to my mom. And so, like, my friends would come around. They'd be like, you should ask your mom this. And then I would just answer it. But I want to be that kind of mom that just, like, I want to be the one that's in charge of teaching my kids and not having them just try to figure it out or learn it from who knows where. I mean, it sounds like
do you want to hear the dynamic I was dealing with?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Do that.
So the way I would sum up Justin and I coming together,
coming together,
like in marriage and like how we're going to discuss that with our kids is, if anyone has ever seen the second Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, that about sums up both sets of our parents. My parents being the spy couple that is so awkward and does not talk about any of that. And Justin's family being like the sex therapist family, where it's just, my parents were super tight-lipped about any of that type of stuff. And it was like, well, there's instructions in the tampon box, you know. But then my husband's family was like a little, like, overshared and probably gave more information, or maybe gave it like not quite at an age that was appropriate, stuff like that. So I feel like we had undersharing and oversharing going on. And now Justin and I are both like, well, I didn't love that and I didn't love that. So now how do we bring this together to make like a healthy, balanced, safe environment? And so it's like opposite ends of the spectrum, but neither of them was great.
Yeah, no, that balance is probably pretty rough. I'm sure my husband's like, tone it down, Jessica. Quit saying vagina so much. But yeah, just to start off, for you ladies or for women that are like, I should probably talk to my kids about vaginal health. Like, I scoured the internet and found some great info on vulvar and vaginal health. So let's get started. Okay, well, I guess first, for those of you who may not know, the vagina makes up, you know, only part of the female anatomy. The vagina is actually that muscular hole or tube that leads from the external genitalia to the cervix of the uterus. And the vulva is actually what makes up the majority of what most people refer to as the vagina. You know, the vulva is that external portion of the genitals. And so, like, I taught my oldest daughter, and even like my 18-month-old, she knows, she points to her areas and she's like, vagina. And my daughter was the same way. That's just, I am very open with that. Like, if you know what it's called, great, you've got some knowledge. Now I'm like, crap, I already called it a vagina. I should probably call it a vulva. So now I'm trying to backtrack. Like, this is actually a vulva. It is not a vagina. So vulva, vulva, vulva. So now that we've got that little portion out of the way, I think the thing that probably takes the top spot is knowing that your vagina, now that we know what that is, cleanses and upkeeps itself in the form of normal vaginal discharge. You know, normal is that clear to whitish consistency, and it also has like a, it varies in like thickness during the different times of your menstruational cycle. So, you know, so you don't need to use douches or scents or soaps in that area, you know, unless it's prescribed by your doctor, because that might upset the balance of that, the normal bacteria in that area. And if it does, that can lead to like infections, inflammatory diseases, cancers, and even like pregnancy complications. You know, so if you want to clean your lady bits, like your lady bits, just clean the vulva area with like warm water and some mild soap and you're good. Like it knows how to take care of itself. Don't mess with it down there. Like it knows what it's doing, okay? And like I said, unless it's prescribed by your doctor, I think one of the best things that you can do is talk to your doctor frequently. Your OBGYN is a great resource for all things healthy.
I will second that. And because we're oversharing in this episode, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone.
Good job.
I completely agree. I think just being open with your doctor, and if you're feeling like something is off, talking to your doctor. After I had my son, I remember when my husband and I went to get intimate, I was like, something is not right down there. Like, it was excruciating. And so, of course, I went to all my girlfriends first, and I was like, okay, sex after childbirth. Does it feel like razor blades? And they were like, oh yeah, that's totally normal. That's how it's going to be from now on. And I was just like,
oh my,
like,
gosh.
I asked three different people and I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, well, my love life is over. And I was just like, how does anyone have another kid? Like, this is not fun. And after a while, I was like, you know what? No. And I went and talked to my doctor and she was like, no, that's not normal. And she said, I feel like a lot of women experience this. I was totally deficient. And so I just had to get put on hormones and stuff. But she was like, I feel like a lot of women experience that post-childbirth and they just assume it's normal. And so they live like that. And I think that's the idea, is that,
gosh,
make sure you're going to the right source if you feel like something is off with your body. You know, you can go to your girlfriends, you can go to WebMD. But at the end of the day, go talk to your doctor, and it's worth asking questions, because like, within a couple days, night and day difference. And it like made me really sad for my friends, because I'm like, is it really that bad? Like, maybe you need to go talk to your doctor. So
yeah.
I think just be careful talking to friends and kind of comparing. And at the end of the day, don't be afraid to go in and talk to your doctor.
Yes.
Appropriate.
Oh, like, what a great story.
Is that even?
Totally okay. Appropriate. That's amazing. Great plug for OBGYNs, I'm sure. And I'm sorry you had to deal with that too. I hear a lot of horror stories about postpartum intercourse. So yay for bringing that up. Okay, the next topic is moisture. I know a lot of people don't like that word.
Why did you have to say it? I don't have an issue with that word, but the way you said it, now I have an issue with that word.
Moisture. Just like in your home, moisture is like a breeding ground for like fungus. And it,
I
just
love
like
all
the same,
of the words we're using right now.
It's so great, right, Erin? So, just like with that, moisture in your coochie is an ideal breeding ground for organisms. I mean, let's let that lady breathe down there. You know, if you're wearing nylons or leggings, try to go for a cotton option, something that is more breathable. You know, so many man-made fibers like acetate and others are so harsh on that sensitive skin of the vulva. So it's the same with underwear. You want to wear something that's a little bit more breathable, and cotton is the way to go. That's why they have that little cotton insert in most underwears, is because that helps that vulva area breathe, and you need that. Same with like wearing tight clothes, you know, leggings, those types of things are very tight around there, and it just holds all that moisture in that area. And so even thongs, like if you're wearing something that is tight and trying to hold everything in place, it might not be the healthiest option. So let your lady breathe, okay? She needs to breathe. Okay. Also with pads or sanitary napkins, I think is the term that a lot of people use, make sure that you change those frequently. or instead use tampons or vaginal cups for menstruation, you know, to protect that vulva from irritation, to let it breathe more so it's not sitting in that same bacteria that your body's trying to flush, you know. And even with all menstrual aids, make sure that you change those regularly. I read that you don't even want to like sleep with them all through the night. Got to wake up in the middle of the night and change those so you can avoid things like toxic shock syndrome and things like that that can be very harmful to your body, including your vagina. Let's see. Next is when you get new underclothes, make sure that you wash them before wearing them. When you do wash them, use like a very mild soap. Avoid like dryer sheets, fabric softeners, detergents with enzymes, things like that that can introduce some of those chemicals or bacteria that can be harmful for your little sunflower.
I did not know that. I'll be honest. I hate doing laundry. Someone was like, rip that out of the package and wear it, you know? But now I'm like, great. Let me wash my underwear 3 times because heaven knows I'll forget. So it'll be really, really pre-washed to the point that all of that is, you know, broken down, because I'm sure I will forget it in the washer a couple times. So.
Yes, we all know your fanciful fun times with gloves and washing them.
Despising feelings towards laundry. Okay, moving on. Yeah.
Okay, speaking on soft things around that delicate, sensitive area, using soft toilet tissues is so beneficial, especially, you know, because it can scratch and open up possible wounds and things like that, which help bacteria grow inside that area and can cause other issues. So soft toilet tissues, try avoid scratching down in that area as much as possible as well. If you're itchy and stuff like that, please definitely go talk to a doctor. Avoid using feminine hygiene products that irritate that vulva, you know, like the sanitary pads for long periods of times, the feminine sprays, the deodorants that go down there, scented oils, bubble baths, bath bombs. I know, I'm sorry.
I'm really upset. I'm really upset about bath bombs.
Or powders. And I'm really sorry, Erin, that you're upset. I'm sorry. Do you want to, are you just expressing your upsetness, or do you have more of a grievance?
I just wanted to get on that box for a second and say I'm upset.
I'm so sorry.
Now I'll step back
but
down.
If you look on bath bombs, like even the boxes, it says do not use them or sit in a tub in a long period of time, because sitting in them for a prolonged period of time, or to those that do have a sensitive area, it causes UTIs, and avoid those types of things if possible, because nobody wants to get urinary tract infections and stuff. We want to take care of our lady bits. We want to love on them. So I'm sorry if this hurts people's feelings, but we are just caring for ourselves. Okay, another thing, use protection with non-committed sexual partners. You know, it's good to have boundaries around those things, especially where health is concerned. Condoms and things like that can definitely help when you're with a sexual partner that might have certain bacterial problems, for those that don't care to cleanse themselves, or if they have STIs or things like that. I would just say, you know, protect yourself and have clear and clean boundaries around that as well. Another good one, pee after sex. Don't just roll on over and fall asleep because you had a great time. It's important to get up and to urinate, to clean out your system, to avoid those UTIs, and to get rid of all that gunk in your system. You know, the bacterial breeding grounds and whatnot. Just love on your lady. It's fine. Okay. My last thing, and probably one of my favorite things, is Kegels. And I know some people say Kegels. I will go with either one. Erin, Kegels.
Well, I had always heard of Kegels, but now I'm like thinking you probably know way more, Miss Yoga.
No, it's not. I just call them Kegels. You can call them Kegels. I don't even know if there's a specific way, but I just like Kegels. So, ladies, we want to keep it healthy and we want to keep it tight up in that area. So, by doing Kegels daily, this can help with that. You know, figure out a way to fit this into your daily routine. Like me, I'm stopped at a stoplight. Great, I'm going to do some Kegels while I wait for the light to turn green. You know, you want to do at least 50 Kegels a day.
No pressure.
I feel weird. It's only 50. I mean, come on, like, not a big deal. Another way of doing Kegels that I like is I do it as like an elevator effect. So, you know, first floor, squeeze it up to second floor, then third floor and hold and breathe out. And that will help tighten and tighten and tighten rather than just a quick squeeze. Any type of a thing helps. But, you know, for those that have had babies and do talk about like, I can't jump on the tramp because I'm peeing myself or things like that, Kegels are a major benefit to helping that urinary muscle get back on track. So Kegels, Kegels, I don't care what you call them, just get them done. Erin, was there anything else that you would like to add on this fun episode?
No, I think I overshared all that I want to overshare.
Overshare. Well, I appreciate you sharing. You know, another thing is you want to look for lubricants that can balance that moisture and the pH levels in your vagina. So those that have a very dry area, talk with your doctor. They can prescribe a lot of good, not lubricants for sex, I'm talking about self-lubricants. So women that are like naturally dry in the area, or women that can't produce their own lubrication, because that natural lubrication, you're going to want to find something that helps pick up that inside of your body so your body picks up on the cues of how to create its own natural lubrication. Which, speaking of lubrication, that's like, it's such another fun topic that I'm excited to discuss in like another episode. I just love thinking about like future sexual episodes. I just want to like spread my knowledge to all y'all ladies. And I guess just for a teaser on lubricants, if I could just say, please stop buying lubrication at the supermarkets. Just stop. The best place to go shopping for a good, healthy, well, vaginal healthy brands are intimacy stores. Sometimes I think people probably feel really awkward in those stores and whatnot, but you know, put those blinders on, just head to the lubrication area. There are so many better, healthier, so much healthier options naturally and things like that that are sold at those stores. So please just stop buying the ones at the supermarket. Okay. And just like Erin said, numero uno, the best thing that we can do is talk to our OBGYN about our vaginal health. They even have, I'm just going to throw this one in there. I was supposed to bring this up in my Kegels. They actually sell on like Amazon or other stores Kegel exercisers or vaginal exercisers, you know, things that you can place up in that area, like weights or...
That sounds painful.
Clenchy things.
Clenchy things. This is all sounding really painful.
Some people
maybe
swear,
that's
right? Okay.
Kegels. I think I'm going to stick to Kegels because Kegels with the clenchies and the weights sounds painful. I'm just trying to help a lady out.
Okay. Well, for other moms that try to do the Kegels things and they need a little bit of extra help, there are those tools. And, you know, especially for those moms that are just so over having, you know, wanting to jump on the trampoline or play volleyball or running around and they're so worried about like leakage and things like that. Those are some great tools to look into. So Erin and I, or mostly maybe just I, and I drag Erin along, enjoy chatting about like all the things, okay? So don't hesitate to send us an email or a DM or what on our social media pages or whatnot about a subject that you want to hear about. We are so very thankful for your support. Give us a great review. Spread this to your friends. Hopefully this helps all of us because, you know, we need to have that connection with our spouses, but it's really important to have that inner connection with yourself. Hopefully all of our little vaginas will thank us for all this extra knowledge, and you didn't even have to sit through an awkward video about hair. So you're welcome.
But feel free to take yourself out for some ice cream.
Oh, always. We should have eaten ice cream during this episode. That would have just made it so much better.
Yeah, I think I now earned ice cream.
I owe you ice cream, Erin. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. We hope this helps either yourself or a way that you could approach your child to talk about their own vaginal health. And until the next vagina episode or vulva episode.
How many more of those are you going to work
in? As many as I can. We'll see you next time. We want to be a part of your adventure too. So submit your topics, questions, or silly stories to us at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes.
Become part of our mom tribe by following us on Facebook and Instagram so you don't miss a mess-filled mom moment. Thanks for joining us through our journey of tantrums, triumphs, and teamwork.
Till next time.